Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，晚上好。
I see that somebody's gone out into the highways and hedges and beaten the hedges and brought in some more people tonight.
我看见有些人跑到大路上带了更多的人进来。
The Lord wants His house full.
神愿意他的家充满人。
He says, "Come, all things are now ready."
他说，现在万事都齐备了，请来吧。
We gather for these times, and I see many people having a lot of fun walking around on the campus.
我看见很多的弟兄姊妹非常享受在这个校园里边散步。
I'm amazed at the peculiar way that you handle the food lines in the cafeteria.
我特别奇怪你们在餐厅里边排队的这个情形。
It's unusual to see somebody stop and get a tray full at the chicken place and then get another tray full at the pizza and the lasagna place.
你看见一个人到披萨地方装满一盘子，然后又跑到另外一个卖鸡肉的地方装满一盘子。
Normally people choose one entree.
通常人们只领一份的主餐。
And I'm sure the Texas state is losing their money with you.
德克萨斯在这边浪费钱在你们身上。
I'm also thankful to be with my brother Sun in ministry.
我也特别感谢主能够跟孙弟兄一同配搭服事。
He shared many very important things this morning.
今天早上他分享了很多重要的话语。
And one of those things I want to remind us is now we read the Word of God.
我们现在读神的话的时候有一件事情被提醒。
He says that if our hearts are far from the Lord,
他说如果我们的心远离主
then we hear but we do not hear.And we see, but we do not see.
然后我们就听却听不见，看却不明白。
We cannot understand the word of God unless we're completely dependent upon the Holy Spirit.
除非我们完全的依赖圣灵，否则我们没有办法明白神的话。
This is a real temptation for people who are very clever naturally with their minds.
有些人天生非常聪明，对他们来讲，这是一个试探。
It's easy for such a person to lay hold of the word of God and its outer facts.
实在是他们很难能够真的能够理解神话语里面的实际。
But you know the Lord is trying to apprehend all of us.
我们知道神实在是愿意得着我们每一个人。
And this apprehension is so much deeper than just our minds.
神要得着的不只是我们的头脑。
And so the Holy Spirit has to do a deep work in our midst during these few days.
所以圣灵这几天要在我们心的深处来做工。
It's amazing to me when we talk on the matter of sonship.
当我们谈到神儿子名分这件事情，实在是令人惊奇。
The amazing thing is how confident the Lord is in His ability.
他让我们惊奇的是，神对他自己的能力是何等的有把握。
When we look around, we have little confidence in ourselves.
当我们看看周围，对我们自己，我们是没有那么自信。
But the Lord is so confident in what He's doing that He chooses you before you're even born.
但是神对他自己的计划是如此的自信，他在创世之先就拣选了你和我。
And he knows, because he's confident in his ways, that he will bring us to sonship, and even to be with his son forever.
因为他知道，所以他就拣选我们，要成为他儿子的形象，要跟他的儿子永远在一起。
So, although on a weekend like this, we have many moments of joy and fellowship, here during the weekend.
像这样的一个周末，我们聚在一起，在一起交通，有非常美好的时光。
I trust that each of you will spend some time absolutely alone with the Lord.
我希望每一个人一定要找到一段时间，你单独的与主在一起。
Have your husband watch the kids for a while so you can get alone, especially you mothers.
母亲们可以让你们的先生与孩子们在一起。
But just don't be busy through the weekend.
不要整天只是在那里边忙碌。
Even those who are administrating in this conference,
就是在聚会里边服侍的人也是一样。
If you don't draw aside to be with the Lord, you may miss something.
如果你没有单独的跟神花一段时间在一起的话，你会错过一些东西。
Now tonight we want to read two portions as we begin to look at the sojourn of Joseph.
今天晚上当我们一同来看约瑟寄居生活的时候，我们要看两段的圣经。
First in Genesis chapter 37.
第一处在创世纪三十七章。
And here we see the very beginning of Joseph's sojourn.
我们看见约瑟过寄居生活的开始。
Genesis 37 verses 1 through 11.
三十七章第一节到第十七节，到第七节。
Now Jacob lived in the land where his father had sojourned, you notice that word, in the land of Canaan.
雅各住在迦南地，就是他父亲寄居的地。
And these are the generations of Jacob.
雅各的纪略如下。
Joseph, when 17 years of age, was pastoring the flock with his brothers while he was still a youth, along with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought back a bad report about them to their father.
约瑟17岁与他哥哥们一同牧羊，他是个童子，与他父亲的妾匹拉苏帕的儿子们藏在一处，约瑟将他哥哥的恶行报给他们的父亲。
Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a very colored tunic.
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
His brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, and so they hated him and could not speak to him on friendly terms.
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
Then Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more.
约瑟做了一梦，告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发恨他。
He said to them, "Please listen to this dream which I have had. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf rose up and also stood erect. And behold, your sheaves gathered round and bowed down to my sheaf."
约瑟对他们说，请听我所做的梦。我们在田里捆禾架，我的捆起来站着，你们的捆来围着我的捆下拜。
Then his brothers said to him,Are you actually going to reign over us? Or are you really going to rule over us? And so they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words.
他的哥哥们回答说，难道你真要做我们的王吗？难道你真要管辖我们吗？他们就因为他的梦和他的话越发恨他。
Now he had still another dream.And related it to his brothers and said, Lo, I have had still another dream. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing down to me.
后来他又做了一梦，也告诉他的哥哥们说，看哪，我又做了一梦，梦见太阳、月亮与11个星向我下拜。
When he related it to his father and to his brothers, his father rebuked him and said to him,What is this dream that you have had? Shall I and your mother and your brothers actually come to bow ourselves down before you to the ground? His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the saying in mind.
约瑟将这梦告诉他父亲和他哥哥们，他父亲就责备他说，你做的这梦，这是什么梦？难道我和你母亲，你弟兄果然要来匍匐在地？向你下拜吗？他哥哥们都嫉妒他，他父亲却把这话存在心里。
And then we want to turn to Psalm 105.
诗篇105篇。
This is one of these psalms that talks about the history of Israel.
这是一篇说到以色列历史的诗。
And he talks about Joseph in this psalm.
也说到了约瑟。
In verse 16.
在第十六节
And God called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread.
他命饥荒降在那地上，将所依靠的粮食全行断绝。
He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave.
在他们以先打发一个人去，约瑟被卖为奴仆。
They afflicted his feet with fetters.And he himself was laid in irons.
人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆拘。
Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him.
耶和华的话试炼他，只等到他所说的应验了。
The king sent and released him, the ruler of the peoples, and set him free.
王打发人把他解开，就是治理众民的，把他释放。
He made him lord of his house and ruler over all his possessions.
立他做王家之主，掌管他一切所有的。
To imprison his princes at will, that he might teach his elders wisdom.
使他随意捆绑他的臣宰，将智慧教导他的长老。
Let's just bow for a little prayer.
让我们一起低头，有点祷告。
Our Father, we do come indeed dependent upon you tonight.
父亲，今天晚上我们再次来投靠你。
Oh Lord, you have a way through the sea.
你在大海中间开一条道路。
You have a sojourn for all of us.
你为我们所有的人预备做客旅的路。
Help us to gain understanding by the Holy Spirit regarding our own lives.
今天晚上靠着圣灵来帮助我们能够理解这件事。
Lord, we come and trust in you in this hour.
主啊，在这个时刻我们来投靠你。
Refresh our bodies and minds that we may be alert to hear your word tonight.
来更新我们的身体和我们的头脑，让我们今天晚上能够来听你的话。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠着主耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
Amen. Amen. Last night we began by speaking of the sojourn unto sonship.
昨天晚上我们开始谈到这件事情，从寄居者到儿子的名分的路。
And in a very special way, this word sojourn became a word to describe the life of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
一个非常特别的方式，这个词做寄居的，用来描述亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和约瑟的生活。
They were on a journey.
他们在一个旅程的里面。
And they dwelt in a land that was not their home.
他们 客居在一块土地上，不是他们的家。
They were completely at the mercy of God.
他们完全靠着神的怜悯。
Because they were in a foreign land, they could be mistreated.
因为他们在一个异邦，他们可以被人虐待。
But because it was a sojourn of faith, we see that God protected all of these men.
但是因为他们是凭着信心做客旅，所以神为向他们施恩。
This was such a beautiful picture.
这是一幅非常美丽的图画。
That later on, when Israel became a nation,
后来以色列成了一个国度。
God took up this model again and told the nation of Israel that they also were sojourning in a land that was not their own.
神用这个做一个模型，告诉以色列国度，你们也要经过这个做客旅的这个生活。
It's interesting.
非常有趣。
When the children of Israel actually entered Canaan land,
当以色列人进到迦南地以后
，and after they had come into the land.
当他们进入到这个地以后
The Lord said to them,
神对他们说
Every year of Jubilee, you have to restore the land back.
每一个这个第七年的安息年你们五十年你们要把这个土地要重新恢复
And he said, because this land is not your land, you're only sojourning here.
神对他们说这个土地不是你的你们只是在这边做客旅
Now even though this was the land of promise,
虽然这是应许之地
The Lord exhorted them and said, This is not your land, it is mine.
神对他们说这个土地不是你们的是我的
And then God said something very interesting.
然后神说了非常有趣的话
We are sojourning together.
我们一同在此客居
Because Canaan land was also not the Lord's.
因为迦南地也不是属于主的
The enemy has usurped this world.
仇敌把这个世界霸占去。
And even though, as God's children, we stand and claim our rights to the territory of our lives,
作为神的儿女，靠着信心，我们来支取这块土地。
We are in a temporary sojourn.
我们是在一个临时做客的地方。
And the Lord Himself is sojourning with us.
主他自己与我们一同在此客居。
And so it's very important to learn the lessons of sojourning.
所以非常重要的一件事情就是来学习这个做客旅的功课。
Our temptation is to settle into the land.
我们的试探是我们愿意定居在这个地方。
To say this is mine.
来说这是属于我的。
When God wants us to press on into the fullness of His blessing.
但是神却让我们一直往前，一直要进到基督的丰满里头。
And last night we looked at these aspects of the sojourn.
昨天晚上我们看见做客旅生活的几个方面。
You see, some people are walking through this life, but they're wasting their time.
你知道有很多人他们度过这一生他们在浪费他们的时间
And there's some Christians, frankly, who are wandering in the wilderness
有很多的基督徒他们仍然在旷野里边漂流
But if you're on a sojourn unto sonship
但是如果你是在做这个寄居的要达到神儿子的名分的
Then there's some vital lessons to be learned
所以在这方面有几个非常关键的点要来学习
In the sojourn, you must discover who God is in reality.
在过寄居生活的里面，你要来亲自的认识神作为你的实际。
Only by walking together with the Lord do you discover who He is.
只有亲自的与神同行，你才能够认识神到底是谁。
On your sojourn, He will meet you at the crossroads.
在你过寄居生活的时候，在的路上，他会遇见你。
And we know every time we see the Lord in a sojourn, we are changed more into His glorious image.
我们知道每一次当我们在做客旅的时候遇见他，我们就越来越被改变像他的形象。
We see secondly that in the sojourn our faith is tested.
我们第二件事情就是在这个寄居生活里面我们的信心被试验。
Paul says when we offer our bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord,
保罗说当我们把我们的身体献上当作活祭，
we are to prove what is that good and right and perfect will of God.
是为了要查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
This involves faith and obedience.
这是要靠着信心和顺服。
We will make mistakes.
我们会犯错误。
But we learn from the mistakes.
但是我们会从错误里边来学习。
And our faith is proven.
然后我们的信心就经过试验。
Every time we trust His word, every time we trust the Lord, we find He is faithful.
每一次我们信靠主，每一次我们信靠他的话语，我们就发现主是信实的。
Here is a Christian.Who is strong in the Lord.
这就是一个基督徒，他如何在主里边刚强。
One in whom the word of God abides.
在他的里面有神的话安家。
One who is able to overcome the evil one.
他可以胜过那恶者。
Because he has walked and his faith has been proven.
因为他在走路，他的信心得到了考验。
Another lesson we learn in the sojourn that's so important is what is the real nature of blessing?
另外一件非常重要的功课就是到底什么是真正的祝福。
We get too soon old and too late smart.
我们实在是很快的就变老了，但是却很慢的能够学习从变聪明。
And just about the time we accumulate things in this world, we realize that they're not very important.
直到当我们积累了很多这个世上的财富的时候，我们才发现它们没什么用处。
Now, young people who are just starting out and getting jobs are saying, money, 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 money.
在座的年轻人差不多要去开始挣钱，要看着钱，钱，钱。
But there's many older Christians with money today.
今天有很多年老的基督徒，他们有很多钱。
But their hearts are broken.
但是他们的心却已经破碎。
Because they lost their families.
因为他们的家庭已经不在这个地方了。
And they realize what is more important.
他们才意识到什么是最重要的。
Too late, they realize this.
他们认识到这一点太晚了。
You see, we learn what the true nature of blessing is. They're spiritual blessings.
我们这边就认识到什么是真正的祝福，是属灵的祝福。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph did not have much property that they could truly say they owned.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和约瑟，他们并没有拥有多少产业说这是我的。
But they were incredibly spiritually rich because God was with them.
因为神与他们同在，所以他们实在是难以置信的富有在属灵上。
This is what makes somebody rich.
这是如何让一个人成为富足。
If you have the presence of God, you are rich.
如果你有神的同在，你就是富足的。
That's why Jesus looked like he was had more money than Bill Gates.
这是为什么耶稣看起来比 Bill Gates 更有钱。
Because he had the presence of God with him.
因为他有神的同在。
Isn't that helpful?
这是不是非常的好呢？
And if you have the presence of God, you can give.
如果你有神的同在的话，你就可以给予，给出去。
Isn't that wealth?
这是不是财富呢？
You see, we learn these lessons on the sojourn.
我们学这些功课，在我们做客旅的时候。
And then, of course, finally, I mentioned that we learn through our mistakes the mercy of God.
我们最后提到我们所学的一个功课。借着我们所犯的错误来认识神的怜悯。
Because we find as we go through our lives making mistakes,
我们发现当我们经过生活的时候我们会犯错误。
That the Lord uses these mistakes to accomplish His purpose.
神会使用这些错误来成就他的目的。
Years ago, I made a mistake.
很多年前我犯过一个错误。
In my young sojourn,
在我自己做客旅的生活里
I was atraveling around in ministry.
我在各处的旅行服侍。
And I was learning a lot.
我也学到很多东西。
But I had a wife and three kids.
我有一个妻子，有三个孩子。
They weren't learning too much.
他们没有学多少东西。
And I wasn't providing too much.
我也没有为他们预备很多，提供很多东西。
And so I was offered a job to become a minister in Raleigh, North Carolina.
然后在北卡 Raleigh 这个地方，我就得到了一份工作。
And something in me knew that I was compromising by taking a step back into the ministry in a church, you know.
我的心里边有一点点告诉我说，我在这边妥协了，我就好像去接受了一个做牧师的这个职位。
But even though I was a man of God, I needed the money.
虽然我是属于神的，但是呢，我还是需要钱。
So I took the job.
所以我就接受了这份工作。
And these Christian men who invited me to come and serve the Lord as a chaplain in an apartment complex, it's a long story.
这些基督徒们，他们在一个公寓里边，请我去那边做一个这样的一个传道人。
Well, really, in 1 year, they ran out of money.
当然，一年以后，他们就没有钱了。
So I was back to zero.
所以我又重新回到零的地步。
And now I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina.
现在我又在北卡这个地方。
This is one of these towns you do not want to go to.
这是一个城你不愿意去的。
If you go there, it's only so you can go to graduate school. That's it.
你去那边就是为了读研究所。
Anyway, for us, my wife and I, it was a time of real trial.
对我和我的妻子来讲，这是一个非常严重的试炼。
It was during that time as we were thrashing around trying to decide what to do now that I've made this mistake.
那个时候我已经意识到犯的错误。那个时候我们在寻找要怎么做。
That's the time I met a guy named Stephen Kong.
那个地方就在那个时候我遇见了一位叫江守道的弟兄。
And I started going to his monthly weekend Bible studies.
所以我就开始到他每周周末的查经班。
He only did this for 2 years in Raleigh, 3 years in Raleigh.
他在 Raleigh 这个地方只办了查经班3年。
Once a month he came down for a weekend. He spoke Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning.
每一个月有一个周末他来到这个地方，然后就在这几天的有聚会，查经聚会。
And as I listened to Brother Kong,
当我听江弟兄分享的时候
he killed me.
他杀了我。
Sometimes he used a gun. Sometimes he used a bow and arrow.
有些时候他用枪，有些时候用剑。
Every time he opened the word, it was some other missile to destroy my life.
每一次他打开解开神的话的时候，就这些导弹射中我。
I saw that my problem wasn't just doing the wrong thing.
我看见我的问题不仅是我做错了事情。
I saw that my problem was I didn't know what God was doing.
我想我的问题是我不知道神要做什么。
I was serving in Isaiah chapter 1 through 5.
我在以赛亚书一到五章的情形里面服侍。
So when Brother Stephen showed me Isaiah 6,
所以当江弟兄告诉我以赛亚六章的时候
then that's when I died.
那个时候我就死了。
So you see, God used my mistake because he just happened to know somebody was there at Raleigh who could kill me.
你知道神用了我的错误，因为他知道在合适的时间，一个人到 Raleigh 这个地方会把我杀了。
God is so merciful.
神是如此的有怜悯。
Now we're going to have to take it another step as we look at Joseph's life. He's not only merciful, but he's wise.
在约瑟的生活里面，我们还可以看见神不仅是有怜悯的，而且他是有智慧。
And we will see how so often his mercy and wisdom go together.
我们经常能够看见他的怜悯和他的智慧一起。
But now we want to focus here on Joseph.
现在我们一起来看约瑟的生活。
Now the story of Joseph is very unique in the Bible.
在圣经里面，约瑟的故事是非常独特的。
It's got great narrative detail, dialogue.
它有非常详细的描述，有很奇妙的对话。
It's got a lot of details.
有很详细的描述。
It's got a lot of drama.
有很戏剧性的场面。
You can see the Lord in the details of Joseph's life.
你可以在约瑟的生活里边能够发现主耶稣基督的很多影子。
But Joseph's life is unique in the sojourn of sonship.
约瑟的生活在做客居，在做客旅的这件事上非常的有意义。
Have you ever noticed that?
你有没有注意到？
What is unique about Joseph's sojourn?
约瑟做寄居的生活有什么独特点呢？
Is that God was dealing with Joseph.
神在那边对付约瑟。
But not because of his sins.
并不是因为他的罪。
Not because of his flesh.
也不是因为他的肉体。
Not because of his disobedience.
更不是因为他的不顺服。
God was dealing Joseph with the cross.
神在用十字架来对付约瑟。
He was dealing with Joseph in order to build his character and bring him to sonship.
他在对付约瑟，为着要建造他的性格，使他成为他的儿子的名分。
By the dealings of God, Joseph learned how to overcome everything and stand with God for his purpose.
借着神的对付，约瑟学会了在神的面，在神面前站立，接受神的一切。
Now, in order to understand the sojourn of sonship in its completion, we should really look at the lives of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph to see the sojourn.
要完全来看做客旅这件事情的时候，我们必须要从约瑟、从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和约瑟的生活一起来看。
But just for the sake of time, I make a comparison between Jacob and Joseph.
但是为着时间的关系，我只是要来比较一下雅各和约瑟。
Now we all know in Jacob's life, God dealt with Jacob very much.
我们知道在雅各的生命里面，神也对付他很厉害。
But most of God's dealing with Jacob was regarding his flesh, his sin, and his self-life.
但是对雅各来讲，神的对付更多是重在他的自己、他的肉体以及他犯的罪。
But you see, with Joseph,God was not dealing with his self-life, his flesh, and his sin.
但是对约瑟来讲，神并没有在对付他的老旧的生命、他的罪、他的肉体。
And if we're going to understand the sojourn of sonship,
如果我们要来明白这件事情，从做客旅到得儿子名分，
we have to realize that it's our cooperation with God that determines whether our lives are more like Jacob or Joseph.
我们要知道我们如何来对待这件事情，决定着我们是以后像雅各呢，还是像约瑟。
Now, of course, Joseph, like all men, is a sinner.
当然，约瑟跟所有的人一样，他是个罪人。
The Bible does not say he didn't sin.
圣经没有说他没有犯罪。
But the Bible only shows his righteous character.
圣经只记载了他自己有一公义的那一面。
Because there's an important lesson to learn.
因为这是一个非常重要的功课。
Now, we're going to come to sonship whether we're Jacob or Joseph.
无论我们是雅各还是约瑟，我们最终都要得到神儿子的名分。
But it's a shame if all of us go the way of Jacob.
但是如果我们每一个人都要经过像雅各那样的道路，就是非常害。
Jacob's life was 130 years.
雅各的生活是130年。
And we read his testimony regarding his sojourn in chapter 47.
在第47章，我们读到他生命的见证。
In chapter 47, before Pharaoh, Jacob testifies this.
在这边，在法老的面前，雅各做了如此的见证。
Verse 9.
第九节。
So Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The years of my sojourning are 130. Few and unpleasant have been the years of my life, nor have they attained the years that my fathers lived during the days of their sojourning."
雅各对法老说，我寄居在世的日子是130岁，我平生的年日又少又苦，不及我列祖在世寄居的年日。
Now Jacob testifies that most of the years of his sojourn were trials and ordeals.
雅各见证说，他做客居的日子大部分是在受苦。
And even after the ordeal, his spiritual level did not attain to the level of Abraham's and Isaac's life.
就在他受过那么多苦之后，他的属灵生命也没有达到像亚伯拉罕和以撒的那个地步。
For surely here Jacob is talking about more than just the number of years of their lives.
我们知道这边他不只是在那谈论他活了多少年岁，
but to the attainment of sonship in their lives.
而是要谈到他是不是得到了神儿子的名分。
So here we see Jacob at the end of his life at 130 years old.
这边我们看见当他130岁的时候，
and it took GodAlmost 100 years to bring him to sonship.
大概神花了要100年的时间来把他带到这个儿子的地位。
So rebellious, so stubborn, so sinful was Jacob that it took 100 years for God to bring him to zero.
他是如此的叛逆，他是如此的顽固，他是如此的有罪，神要花100年的时间才把他带到零的这个地步。
Praise God, at Peniel, he was brought to zero.
感谢主，赞美主，在皮努埃勒这个地方，他被带到零的地步。
And then for 30 years, he began to walk in responsible sonship.
然后剩下的30年，他才开始过着一个回应神的这个有责任的儿子的生活。
Now when you look at Joseph,
你要看约瑟的话，
he attained through great suffering unto sonship at 30 years old.
在他30岁的时候，经过大的患难，他就已经得到了神儿子的这个地位。
And he lived to be 110.
他活到了110岁。
And so he lived as a responsible son for 80 years upon this earth.
所以在这个地上, 他过了一个负责任的儿子的生活, 过了有80年。
Now you are making a choice right now.
你就在这个时刻, 你要做一个选择。
Are you going to give God 30 years or 80 years?
你要给神30年, 还是给他80年?
You don't have to be stubborn and unbroken for 100 years.
你不会像雅各那样子的100年的顽梗。
If you fall into the hands of the living God,
如果你今天落在神的手里,
He's looking for sons.
他在这边寻找儿子。
He's looking for those who attain to sonship like Joseph.
他是寻找那些像约瑟一样得到神儿子地位的人。
Now we know in our spiritual life,
我们知道在我们属灵的生命里面,
there are these two phases of God's dealing.
我们看见神有两个阶段来对付我们的生,
the first phase is when God deals with our outer man and with our flesh and with our sin.
第一个阶段就是神来对付我们外面的人, 对付我们的旧我, 对付我们的罪。
Until we can say by the Spirit of God, we live in some measure of victory over sin in our lives.
直到有一个地步, 我们可以说, 靠着神的怜悯恩典, 我们可以来胜过我们生命中的罪。
There should come a point where we can say we don't walk practicing sin daily, all the time, and perpetually.
到了一个地步, 我们可以说, 我们不用每天都在犯罪, 我们不用让罪成为我们的一个习惯。
Now, none of us in this lifetime reaches sinlessness. I do not believe that.
我不相信在我们中间, 我相信在我们中间没有一个人, 我们能够达到无罪的地步。
But there should come a point in our Christian life where sin isn't the main issue.
但是我们应该走到一个地步,
because the second phase of sonship, which we see in the life of Joseph,
因为第二个阶段达到神儿子地位,
is that God dealt with Joseph very severely through the work of the cross,
借着十字架,
in order to produce the character of sonship. This was a positive discipline. He was producing some things in Joseph which we'll see tonight and tomorrow night, Lord willing.
神在约瑟的生命里边在建造一些东西, 今天晚上或者明天我们都要来看。
And that's why when we look at Joseph, we see such a clear picture of our Lord Jesus.
这是为什么从约瑟的身上我们看见一个非常清楚的图画, 就是我们的主耶稣。
For Jesus suffered as well, but not because of sin.
因为耶稣也一样受苦, 并不是因为犯罪, 因为罪。
Although you can't truly compare Jesus and Joseph,
但虽然你不能真正的把耶稣来跟约瑟相比,
still in the life of Joseph, we can see the faint parallels between the dealings of God in his life and the dealings of God in our Lord's life.
但是仍然借着约瑟的生活, 我们可以隐隐约约地看见神在他们生命里边所做的对付。
This is something worth your time studying, looking at the life of Joseph.
所以值得你花时间来看一看约瑟的生命。
We won't really go into much detail.
我们不可能看得很详细。
But just look at a few of these parallels.
我们就看见几处这个相似的点。
Joseph was the beloved son of the father.
约瑟是父亲的爱子。
And yet he was stripped of all of his glory and position, and thrown into the ditch to die.
但是他却被剥夺了一切的财富，一切的地位，被扔在坑里边去死。
Isn't that a faint shadow of what happened to our Lord Jesus?
这是不是是一个影子，可以看见我们主耶稣基督所经历的呢？
God thunders from heaven, "This is my beloved Son."
神在天上打雷，借着打雷说话，这是我的爱子。
And then we watch as Jesus is stripped of his sonship, of his authority, of his power, and then stripped by men.
然后我们看见主耶稣被剥夺一切的权柄荣华，一切的儿子的身份。
And while Jesus walked this earth, all he had was his trust and faith in his Father.
主耶稣在地上行走的时候，他所拥有的只是对他父亲的信任和信靠。
And when Joseph was betrayed, he was utterly alone.
当约瑟被卖的时候，他完全是孤独的。He
had no family members to consult with.
没有一个亲戚亲人在旁边，他可以来商量。He
had no Bible to read.
他没有圣经来阅读。He
had no spiritual counselors to help.
他没有一个属灵的顾问来一起来商量。He
was absolutely dependent upon God.
他完完全全只能来依靠上帝。
Just even to live one day, it took God's mercy.
就是一天的生活他都要来靠神的怜悯。
And here again we see another picture.
这边我们看见另一幅图画。
Both of these sons beloved.
这两个儿子都是父亲的爱子。
Both of these sons becoming servants.
这两个爱子都成为奴仆。
Bond servants.
成为卖身的奴仆。
Slaves.
成为奴隶。
The beloved son wearing the coat of glory, becoming a slave wearing a towel.
被爱的儿子穿着彩衣的儿子，他成为一个奴仆，来披上这个麻衣。
And then we see the parallel that they were both a victim of the sinful people around them.
然后我们就看见这个相似处，就是他们两个都成为罪人，周围罪人的一个牺牲品。
All that is sinful in man seemed to come out in the presence of Joseph and in the presence of Jesus.
好像在约瑟的面前，在耶稣的面前，人性里面所有的罪恶都出来了。
Joseph was not doing wrong things.
约瑟没有做错事。
But his brothers were jealous.
但是他的弟兄们却
嫉妒他。His brothers hated him.
恨他。
His brothers betrayed him.
卖了他。
And so Jesus' own disciples did the same.
耶稣自己的门徒也做了同样的事。
What did Jesus ever do worthy of jealousy, of betrayal?
耶稣到底做了什么值得被人憎恶、被人嫉妒、被人出卖？
But all the sinfulness of man just comes out like venom in the presence of such sons.
人性里面所有的罪恶就像这个毒一样涌流出来，在他们的面前。
Joseph was also betrayed by the false testimony of Potiphar's wife.
约瑟也是靠被他的这个波提乏的妻子诬告。
Joseph was also betrayed by the ingratitude of the cupbearer whom he'd helped to get out of prison.
他也被纠正，没有对他保持他的诺言。
Isn't this just like Jesus?
这是不是也像耶稣？
Why was Joseph treated so harshly?
为什么约瑟被这样的苦待呢？
When you think of it, what did he really do wrong?
你仔细想一想，到底他做错了什么？
There was something about the character of his life that brought out all the villainy of man.
他的生命里边，他的性格里边，有些东西把所有人性中间的罪恶都引出来。
And even though both of these men were thrown in the pit, as it were,
这两个人都被扔在下在坑里
，victimized by the sins of men,
靠被人的罪性来做了牺牲。
They both came out overcomers.
但是他们却都从里边出来，成为得胜者。
Glorious.
都成为荣耀。
Rulers.
成为王。
With great power and authority.
他们有拥有伟大的权力。
So we can look at the story of Joseph and see why is it that God takes a good Christian and deals so strongly with them.
借着约瑟，我们看为什么神要把一个好的基督徒拿过来，要狠狠的来对付他。
If the Lord can so deal with you.By the blood of Christ and by the Holy Spirit, and you find the life of the Holy Spirit victorious over sin.
为什么神把耶稣基督的宝血赐给你，然后又把十字架来赐给你？
Would it surprise you to understand that now comes phase two of your sojourn unto sonship?
当你要来到这个第二个阶段做客旅生活的时候，你会不会觉得很惊奇呢？
Where God still takes you through many trials and many problems.
神仍然会带你经过很多的困苦，很多的试炼。
No longer for your sake, but for the sake of others.
其实不是完全是为着你，而是为着其他的人。
You see, that's the key in the second stage of sonship.
这个在得儿子名分第二个阶段里边是一个关键。
God is dealing with us, but not just on account of ourselves, but on account of something wider that he desires.
神对付我们不是只是为着我们自己，而是为着更多的人。
Before Joseph's sonship is complete, he has to bring many sons to glory. That means his own brothers into the proper place before the Lord.
在约瑟完成他做得儿子名分的路程的终点，他要带许多的儿子进到荣耀里边去，就是他把他的兄弟们带进去。
And so Joseph has to learn how to deal as a shepherd with his own brothers to bring them to sonship.
所以约瑟作为一个牧者，他需要知道如何的来对付，如何的来把他的兄弟们带进神的儿子名分。
And so we begin to look at the sojourn of Joseph tonight.
所以今天晚上我们就来看约瑟做寄居过寄居的生活。
And his sojourn actually has two phases.
他的过寄居生活也有两个阶段。
We see in chapter 37, at 17 years old, he stepped out to go see his brothers.
37章告诉我们说，当他17岁的时候，他出去看望他的兄弟。
And for the next 13 years, until he was 30 years old, he went through this ordeal in the prisons of Egypt.
接下来13年，在他30岁之前，他在埃及地，他在那边做监狱。
And through this, he came unto his place of enthronement and authority as a son.
然后借着这一些，最后他就达到宝座，他就得到权柄。
And yet tomorrow night,
明天晚上,
we see even after he is exalted as second in command in Egypt,
我们看见当他高升到埃及第二大的这个地位的时候,
that it takes him yet another 10 years beyond that,
仍然要过另外的十年,
to bring his brethren,
来把他的兄弟,
into glory,
带进荣耀里。
So we see that sonship progresses this way.
所以我们这边看见得儿子名分这件事情是如何往前的。
Now we could look at the picture of Joseph and see the sojourn in terms of the four garments of Joseph.
我们可以借着约瑟所穿的四种的衣服来看这个生活。
They all mark different levels of his sojourn.
他们都标记不同的这个阶段。
There are four garments in Joseph's life.
在约瑟的生活里面，生命里面有四件的衣服。
In verse chapter 37 and verse 3, we see the first one.
在37章第三节，我们看见第一件。
Here is the coat of many colors.
一件彩衣。
The tunic of the beloved son.
这是一个给爱子预备的衣服。
And many scholars believe that this was not just a coat that represented Jacob's love for Joseph.
很多学者，圣经学者告诉我们，这不仅代表约瑟对雅各对约瑟的爱。
But that in fact this was a coat that declared that Joseph had the birthright among his brothers as the head of the family after Jacob.
这件衣服也告诉我们，约瑟其实是得到这个长子的地位。
And then when we come to the second coat, we see, in fact, it's the same one, but now in verse 31.
然后我们看见第二处提到的其实是同一件衣服，在第31节。
So they took Joseph's tunic and slaughtered a male goat and dipped the tunic in the blood.
他们宰了一只公山羊，把约瑟的那件彩衣染了血。
And here we see the coat of his belovedness, torn, and with blood poured on it by the sinfulness of his brothers.
我们看见这个蒙爱的儿子的彩衣就被这些有罪的兄弟们把它撕碎了，染上血。
But then, as you know, his sojourn extended into Egypt, where he next is found wearing the servant's tunic.
然后我们就看见下一处在埃及地，他穿奴仆的衣服。
In chapter 39.
在39章
and verse 12,
第12节
we find that he was wearing the tunic's garment the day that Potiphar's wife tore it from him and accused him of trying to overtake her sexually.
然后我们看见约瑟穿的这件衣服最后被波提乏的妻子拿过去要来控告他。
Here Joseph had risen through the ranks and had become the head of the house as the head servant with this tunic representing this position.
我们看见这件衣服其实是约瑟当时已经得到的这个地位所代表。
And yet even his servant's robe was taken from him.
甚至他这个仆人的这个衣服也被拿去。
And then we might look at the sojourn where it ends up in chapter 41.
然后我们看见在第四十一章
and in verse 42,
第四十二节
then Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and clothed him in garments of fine linen.
法老就摘下手上打印的戒指戴在约瑟的手上给他穿上细麻衣。
So you see, now he's wearing the beautiful white linen robes of authority.
我们看见现在他就穿上这个非常美丽的白的细麻衣代表权柄。
So we might look at the sojourn in terms of these different garments.
我们就要从这不同的衣服来看他做客居的这个生活。
Instead, I want us to look tonight at the sojourn of a dreamer.
今天晚上我们要来看这个做梦的人他的寄居的生活。
Because we know the story of Joseph is all about dreams.
我们知道约瑟的生活完全是围绕这些梦来的。
Isn't it interesting that Joseph in the New Testament, the husband of Mary, was also a dreamer?
你知不知道在新约里边的那个约瑟玛利亚 的丈夫他也是一个做梦的人
There's something about that name Joseph
这个约瑟这个名字有一些特别、
How many here are named Joseph
在座有多少人是有约瑟这个名字
Have we got some dreamers here?、
我们有没有做梦的人在这儿
Yes indeed I hope you're not dreaming right now
我希望你现在不要再做梦
Yes We want to look at Joseph's lifeThe sojourn of a dreamer.
我们要来看约瑟这个做梦的人他的寄居的生活。
We read in Genesis 37 of the two dreams that he had.
我们在37章已经读过他所做的两个梦。
He was the sheaf standing up and the brother's sheaves were bowing down.
他的捆站起来他弟兄的捆向他下拜。
And then he also saw the sun and the moon and the stars bowing down to him.
他也看见太阳月亮和十一颗星向他下拜。
But then we know later on his sojourn progresses when the baker and the cupbearer of Pharaoh come to him with dreams which he interprets.
后来我们看见这个酒政法老的酒政和膳长把他们的梦带到他的跟前
And then finally his sojourn comes through to glory and exaltation as he interpreted the two dreams of Pharaoh that he had just before the famine came
我们看见最后在饥荒到来之前法老也做了两个梦他也把他带到约瑟的面前让他解最后约瑟就被高升
So let's talk about the sojourn of the dreamer
所以我们一起来看这个做梦的人他的过寄居的生活
Every child of God has dreams
每一个神的儿女都有一个梦
has vision
我们都有一个意向
has desire
我们都有一个渴望
senses a calling
我们都能够感到一个呼召
Sometimes we think of how in some vital way we could serve God
有些时候我们在想到我们如何的能够来服侍主
Every child of God should be a dreamer.
每一个神的儿女都应该是一个做梦的人。
It'd be hard to name the sisters Joseph, but you should be dreamers.
很难给一个姊妹起名叫约瑟，但是你们也应该成为做梦的人。
It's a wonderful thing to sense the vision of God and the purpose of God and the hope in your heart of fulfilling a calling.Of importance.
非常重要的一件事情就是你能够感觉到神的呼召，感觉到神的托付，感觉到你能够怎样子来服侍神。
And Joseph had these tremendous dreams.
约瑟他实在在这边有一个非常重要的梦。
Now to be a dreamer as a Christian and a believer, it takes tremendous grace.
对基督徒来讲，要成为一个做梦的人，实在是一个大的恩典。
Their dreams of ruling and reigning.
有很多要做王的这个梦想。
You should dream about ruling and reigning.
你应该为着做王这件事情来做梦。
Those are the dreams that come to those who are saved.
这是一个梦，它要临到所有被得救的人。
You should dare to dream these things.
你应该敢于做这样的梦。
Oh, God gave these dreams to Joseph.
神把这样的一个梦给了约瑟。
And he dared to wear by faith.The garments of his father's love.
他靠着信心，他居然敢于穿着父亲给他的这件彩衣。
Oh, it takes tremendous grace to be able to stand and say, "I'm beloved of my Father in heaven, but through Jesus Christ."
实在是靠着一个很大的恩典，我们可以说，在耶稣基督的里面，我们是蒙爱的。
Joseph wore that coat gladly.
约瑟非常高兴地穿着那件衣服。
And then, when you receive a dream.To have the faith to utter that dream.
然后当他得到这个梦了以后，他有这个信心去把这个梦告诉他的。
As unbelievable as it might seem.
虽然这个梦想看起来是实在是难以置信。
To see the dream and to speak the dream.
看见了这个梦，然后他要去诉说这个梦。
It's faith that speaks such dream.
是靠着信心，他才能够这样子来说。
Now, I'm not suggesting that you go and have chocolate malted tonight.And fall asleep and try to dream of these things.
我没有告诉你，你回去把你的巧克力融化了以后，然后就试着要去做一个这样的梦。
Because when I'm talking about dreaming, I'm not talking about idle dreaming.
我在说梦做梦的时候，我不是在让你去想入非非。
I'm talking about understanding to what you've been called.
我是想让你能够明白你到底得到了一个什么样的呼召。
I'm talking about dreaming the facts according to the Word of God.
我是在说到根据圣经的事实来做这个梦。
You're called to rule and reign.
你是被呼召来成为与基督一同作王的。
This is just not the dream of an idle boy.
这个实在不是一个游手好闲的人所做的这个白日梦。
That's what we were saved for.
这是为什么我们要被拯救。
But in order to be on a sojourn to sonship, you have to have this kind of faith.
为着我们能够过一个做寄居的生活，我们必须要有这样的信心。
I'm amazed at how many Christians dare not dream such things.
我非常的惊奇，很多的基督徒他们不敢这样子来做梦。
And this I know.
我知道这样。
You will not get there.
你不会达到那个地方。
If you don't believe that's your destiny.
如果你不相信那个就是你的目标。
If you're one of those that, oh, I dare not think of myself so important.
如果你是说，哦，我不敢认为我是那么重要。
Then I account you guilty of false modesty.
我就要控告你，你是一个虚假的谦卑。
Now I know it's the Chinese fashion to be humble.
我知道我们中国人的一个特点就是非常的谦虚。
But being around Chinese and Flushing all the time back home, I see it's only a facade.
然后因为在 Flushing 这个地方，我经常的与中国人打交道，我知道这个不过是一个外表的装饰。
You know, Paul ran after his calling.
我们知道保罗他是在为他的呼召来奔跑。
And I'm praying to God that this young generation will run by faith.After what they've been called to be.
我愿意神能够把这个信心赐给年轻的一代，使他们能够靠着信心来奔跑前面的路。
I think when somebody says, no, 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 I'm just nothing, I'm just nothing.
当有人说，哦，不行，不行，我不行，我不是任何人。
I think such a person like this has no godly motive to be raised up to their calling.
我相信这样的人，他们没有任何进前的这种意识，他们要来回应神的呼召。
And they're using this nothing.As an excuse to not pursue God.
他们在用他们一无所有这件事情做一个借口不来服侍神。
So pursue your $1 million.
所以你们要来追求成为你们的百万富翁。
And in the end, you'll be poor.
然后到了结果你们就会成为贫穷的。
For not following your dream.
因为你们没有在跟随你们的梦。
God is looking for dreamers by faith.
今天晚上神在寻找这个信心里面的做梦。
Sons by calling.
是神在呼召儿子们。
People who run like Paul,
就像保罗那样来奔跑的人。
People who believe like Joseph,
像约瑟那样相信的人。
And I want to pronounce a rule.
但是我愿意在这边给一个规则。
I wish I were the legalist that Godwin Sun said he was in his early days.
我愿意成为一个设定律法的人。
Because I'd like to pronounce a legalistic rule.
因为我愿意来设定一些律法规条。
But of course I know I can't.
当然我知道我不能。
I say this.
但是我要这样说。
The only people I see in the Bible who say they are nothing.
在圣经里边，那个人说他自己是无有。
Are the people who have attained their calling.
只是那些他们已经达到了他们的呼召的人。
They're fruitful.
他们是多结果子的人。
They're faithful.
他们是忠心的人。
They're powerful in God.
他们在神里边是大有能力的。
When Paul says he's nothing.
当保罗说他是无有。
But his life proves.
他的生命已经证明了
that Jesus is glorified in that earthen vessel.
耶稣基督在那个属土的瓦器的里面已经得到了荣耀。
It's true, Paul's nothing.
确实没有错，保罗不是任何人。
Just a broken earthen vessel.
他就是一个破碎的，是一个瓦器。
But the glory of God comes out.
但是神的荣耀却从里面出来。
But I say this.
我要这样说。
The only people here, including myself, who can say we're nothing, are people who've attained to such a calling.
今天在座的包括我在内我们如果要说我们是无有的话我们必须要达到这个神的儿子的地位
Now the rest of us need to say I am full of everything
其他的人都要说我已经拥有一切
Because we are
因为我们是
Because we're so full of ourselves
因为我们拥有这么多的自己
We're not attaining to what God desires for us
我们没有达到神对我们的心愿
I recently went at Christmas time and preached the gospel in Russia
我记得在圣诞节的时候我在俄国传福音
I traveled in my 14 days that I was there to more than 25 places and preached the gospel
我旅行了25个地方在14天的里面
A dear brother was with me translating of course
当然我们的弟兄跟我一起在那边翻译
And by the grace of God in the several days around the Christmas holidays we saw 1,000 people get saved
我们看见成千的人他们因为听见福音而得救
The following month, this brother who interpreted for me came to the United States.
几个月以后，为我翻译的这位弟兄来到了美国。
And here's what he confessed.
然后他就这样子来承认。
God has opened the door in Russia.
神在俄国开了一扇门。
And God has called these simple brothers to go into the fields and preach the gospel.
神呼召了很多单纯的弟兄们去那边传福音。
This brother is very faithful.
这位弟兄是非常的忠心。
He's preached many people come to the Lord.
借着他的传道，很多的人得救。
But you know what he said with tears in his eyes?
当他带着眼泪说这句话的时候
，He said, "God called me from the Ukraine, and I am nothing."
他说，当神呼召我到乌克兰去的时候，我成为无有。
And I don't have any real preaching gift.
我没有任何的传道的这个恩赐。
We didn't know. We don't even know how to pray for somebody's healing.
我甚至不知道怎么样子来为人祷告。
But God is saved, and God is healed.
但是神却在那边回答，神却在那边医治。
And then He spoke to me and said.
然后他就对我说。
You are nothing for everything.
你是无有，为着让你能够成为万有。
Everything that's needed in Russia.
所有那些在俄国被需要的东西。
God calls nothings to do everything.
然后神就呼召那个无有的，然后来做所有的事情。
He says, I don't know. We don't know any big gifted preachers.
他说我们也不知道任何那些有恩赐的讲员。
God is using nothing for everything.
神却是用那些无有的人来做成所有的事。
Now there's a man who has a right to say he is nothing.
这边有一个人，他有这个权利说他是无有的。
But what about our unbelief?
但是对我们的不信来讲
，I think it's unbelief to say you're nothing.
我觉得对我们来讲，说我们是无有的，我们是在那边不信。
Especially when you're spiritually nothing.
特别是当我们在属灵里面，我们确实是无有。
When you're not fruitful.
因为我们没有结果子。
When your faithfulness is so-so.
因为我们的忠心也不是那么真实。
Then you should just zip your mouth up.
我们就应该把我们的嘴都闭上。
Because you aren't nothing, you're a disgrace to the Son of God.
所以当我们那样无有的时候，我们实在是让神蒙羞。
If you disgrace the Son of God, then He will disgrace you before the Father in heaven.
如果我们让神的儿子这样蒙羞的话，在父神的面前，他也要让我们这样蒙羞。
Now this sojourn unto sonship is not playing around.
过寄居的生活，得到神儿子的名分，不是一个开玩笑的事。
Now, if he has to deal with you for 100 years over your sinful life,
如果他必须要花100年的时间来对付你生活中的罪
，You know, Satan doesn't even bother with you.
你知道撒旦甚至都不想跟你有什么关系。
He sends a couple of his little demons around to chase you for a while.
他就把他的几个小鬼打发来跟你一起玩。
It's like a cat who's found a mouse and just beating him around and watching him.
就好像这个猫在那边玩那个老鼠一样，就是一会儿扇他一巴掌。
But if you're on a sojourn to sonship,
但是如果你是在过寄居的生活，为了达到儿子生儿子的名分
，there's life and death involved.
就会有生和有死。
You're near to the precipice of death at every moment.
你在每一个时刻都要面对死和生的问题。
If God's hand is not with you, you'll fall in that ditch.
如果神的手不在你身上的话，你就会在那个坑里面死亡。
If God wants you to fall in that ditch, He'll use that unto sonship.
如果神让你被投到那个坑里边的话，他会来拯救你。
I guarantee you, you will go through the water.
我可以保证你必须要经过水火。
You will go through the fire.
你必须要经过火。
And you'll know the valley of the shadow of death.
然后你就要知道这个死因幽谷的价值。
Now this hardly sounds like a good advertisement for sonship.
这实在是不是一个很好的广告，为着神儿子名分的这件事。
But it's because I praise God when I see somebody who's on that sojourn.
但是每次我看见有人在做客旅的生活，我就感谢神。
One by one, they're letting go of the things of this world.
一个一个的，他们就把这个世界的事情放下。
And one by one, they're finding spiritual strength by laying hold of Jesus.
一个一个的，他们就知道如何的在属灵里面得到刚强。
And I say to you, if you're in such a warfare of life and death,
如果今天在你的生活里边，你充满了这样死和生的征战
，then God stands with you.
神与你同在。
And there's nothing He will not do.
没有一件事情他不会做。
He will be with you and bring you to his desired end for your life.
他会一直与你同在，一直把你带到他的目的。
The enemy can't do much to you when you're on God's sojourn.
如果你是在神的心里边过寄居的生活，仇敌不能拿你怎么样。
But you got to start with that dream.
但是你必须要从这个梦开始。
But having started with that dream,
但是当开始这个梦的时候。
All we can do is praise the mercy and the wisdom of God because He brings dreams to reality.
我们所能做的就是赞美我们神的智慧和怜悯，因为他能够使这个梦成为现实。
These dreams, according to the word of God, even as they came to Joseph, were fulfilled in Joseph's life.
照着神的心意，约瑟所做的这个梦最后成为现实。
Don't we have to pause to just worship the ways of God? How can he take this dream of our being called to be sons and to rule and to reign?
他怎么样子可以把这样的一个呼召，让我们与他一同作王的呼召成为现实？
How can we possibly see these things come to pass?
我们如何的能够明白这件事情怎么能够成就？
But God has started it and he will finish it.
但是神开始了这件事情，他也要带到结束。
And we see that our sojourn is a sojourn to glory.
我们看见我们寄居的生活是为着得到神儿子的名分。
But here's some things we should mark down regarding this sojourn.
那么这是几件事情我们必须要记下来关于这个寄居生活。
It is a sojourn to glory.
这是一个寄居到得荣耀的地位。
Joseph's dreams did come to pass.
约瑟的梦确实最后实现了。
But not at all in the way he supposed.
但是却完全跟他所想象实现的路相不一样。
When Joseph had those dreams,
当约瑟开始做梦的时候
he was wearing his father's coat.
他是穿着他父亲的彩衣。
He was well beloved.
他是如此的蒙爱。
He already had outstanding character.
他已经有了很好的这个性格。
You know, don't, I know that we think to ourselves, you know, Jacob should never have made this mistake and chosen a favorite.
我们知道有些时候我们会说约瑟不应该犯这个错误，他不应该选一个他最爱的儿子。
But there comes along a young person once in a while.
但是
who has such a godly character.
有些时候我们能遇见一些年轻人，他们有这样子的敬虔的性格。
They have a desire for the Lord.
他们有一个向神的心愿。
They study the word.
他们读神的话。
And by the grace of God, they try to obey their parents.
他们靠着神的恩典，他们来顺服他们的父母。
And sometimes I look around and see such a young person.
有些时候我周围看一看，看见这样的一个年轻人。
And I could wish that they were my son.
我实在是愿意他成为我的儿子。
Such outstanding.
实在是非常的杰出
sister, a brother,
弟兄姊妹
with such a heart. You say, where did it come from?
我们这样的人到什么地方来呢？
This was Joseph.
这是约瑟。
He wasn't just beloved because his dad was prejudiced.
他蒙爱并不是因为他的父亲有偏见。
He looked among his 12 sons and he saw Joseph, and this man had a spiritual capacity at 17 that exceeded Judah's at 30.
他看他十二个儿子在十七岁的时候，这个约瑟他的属灵的身量就已经超过了犹大。
Well, Joseph was dreaming of how to serve God. Judah was running to Canaan and marrying harlots.
当约瑟在那边做梦与基督一同做王的时候，犹大那个时候却流到迦南地去，遇见了妓女。
What a son this Joseph was!
约瑟是一个何等样的儿子
！And I imagine he felt his dream would be fulfilled on an upward and upward trend.
我相信约瑟在想他的生命是如何来实现他的梦想如何来实现呢就是一步一步越来越走高
Blessing, fulfillment, honor, prestige
祝福、荣耀地位然后特权
He'd come into fullness and wealth and everyone would bow down
然后他最后进到丰满里头去然后所有的人都向他下拜
Well, God brought him to that glorious place
当然最后神把他带到那个荣耀的地位
But not at all in the way he thought
但是却完全不是他所想象的那个过程。
He went down through the way of the cross.
他借着十字架再往下面走。
He went into the chains and fetters and irons.
他进到这个监狱这个铁链的捆锁里边。
And even that, we see the wisdom of God in the fulfillment of those dreams.
就是在这个里边，我们都看见神的奇妙，他奇妙的智慧。把我们这个梦想带到现实。
Listen to these principles about how God fulfills our dreams.
我们来看一看神如何的来实现我们的梦想这几个原则。
He gave Joseph the dream.
他给约瑟这些梦。
And then he took the fulfillment of that dream completely out of Joseph's hands.
然后他就把如何实现这些梦的这个过程完全的从约瑟的手里面拿走。
What do I mean?
我需要什么呢？
He dreamed of this being honored.
他梦见他这样子的得到荣耀
And then by the circumstances he was thrown down into the pit
但是环境兴起来他却被扔在坑里边
And his dreams could only be fulfilled when other people dreamed
然后他的梦想只能够被实现只有当其他的人有这样的梦
He had to wait for the cupbearer's dream
他必须要等这个酒政来做梦
He had to wait 13 years for Pharaoh's two dreams
他必须要等13年，到最后法老也要做两个梦。
You know, if we see a dream of being ascended up into glory, we would like to sort of make our way.
你知道，当我们做梦看见我们最后被高升到那个荣耀里面的时候，我们会想着我们要去如何的来高升。
If you have political aspirations,
如果你有一个做政治家的梦想
，First, you buy an oil company.
首先你会去买一个石油公司
You buy a baseball team
然后你买一个棒球队
You become governor of the largest state in the whole world
然后你在世界上最大的这个州做州长
Maybe you make it the president
也许你会做总统
In God's economy
在神的经营里
He wants to make you president
他要让你做总统
He'll make you work in an oil rig
他会让你在一个钻井的
He'll make you be the bat boy of the baseball team
他会让你成为这个打球棒球的
球员 He'll make you a servant in the government
他会让你成为这个州长的仆人
You see, God's way is the way of the cross
你知道神的方式神的方法是十字架
And when God gives us a dream, believe me, he shows his sovereignty by taking it right out of our hands
当神给我们一个梦想靠着他的 主宰他就把我们的方式全部夺走
And during the testings and trials,As he laid there in the jail or laid there in servitude,
在他的试炼的里头，当他在监狱里面躺在那个地方做奴仆的时候
，How many times in those 13 years do you think Joseph said, "Why? Why is this happening?"
有多少次你想象一下，约瑟会在那边问为什么这样子会发生
？How many times did he examine himself, Lord? Did I do something wrong? Is it sin in my life?
有多少次他会在那边自我省察，主啊，到底我犯了什么罪
？And God never answered that question. Why?
但是神却从来没有回答他的问题
Until later on he saw,
一直到最后他看见
This was for the sake of his family.
这是为着他的家
He was suffering for the sake of his family.
他是为着他的全家来受苦
There's the family of God.
这是一个神的家
Joseph was just thinking about himself.
约瑟只在那边想到他自己
God had to take him to death.
神必须要把他带到死地
A grain of wheat in the ground dying.
一个籽粒谷粒落在地上死了
It was all For the sake of the people of God.
完全是为着神的子民的缘故。
When God takes you on a sojourn unto sonship through way of the cross, it's not for your sake.
当神借着十字架带你走这个客居的道路的时候，不是为着你自己。
Mind you, he always has to work on our sins.
当然，他一直要来对付我们的罪。
But this is something so much more.
但是有比这更多的。
It's not only for the sake of the brethren.
也不仅仅只是为着他的兄弟们。
We know it's for the sake.Of the bridegroom.
我们知道是为着神的心腹。
There's somebody waiting in the wings that needed Joseph to rise into sonship.
我们知道有人在那边等着约瑟要最后得到神儿子的地位。
And so the testing and the trials were just not about him.
所以他经过这些试炼不是只是为他自己。
That's yet another principle we find in this sojourn.
这是另外一个原则在做客旅的生活。
And then here's the one that's most mysterious.
现在这个是一个非常神秘的一个原则。
God uses his own brethren to crucify.
神使用他自己的亲兄弟来把他钉在十字架上。
Now, isn't that strange?
这是不是很奇怪
？It's true, the world also was used.
当然，世界也被神使用。
Potiphar's wife bore false witness.
波提乏的妻子她。他是诬告。
The ungrateful cupbearer forgot all about Joseph's help.
这个忘恩的酒政，他完全忘记了约瑟的恩典。
These things must have bothered Joseph.
这些事情可能也让约瑟感到很忧虑。
But two things dwelt deep in Joseph's soul.
但是有两件事情，他在约瑟的心里边是如此的深。
Why did my brothers try to kill me?
为什么我的兄弟要杀我呢？
And was the word of God that I received in a dream true?
我在梦里边所得到的神的话是不是真的呢
？It says while he was in irons and while he was in jail, the word of God tested him. Do you still believe the dream?
在他监狱里边在那边挣扎的时候，神的话在那边说：“你仍然相信我吗
？”Who can believe a dream of ruling and reigning when you're down in a pit?And a servant to the lowest.
当一个人被下到坑里边，在最低点做奴仆的时候，谁能够相信他将来能够做王呢
？So we see in his testing, it wasn't because of him.
我们看见在他的试炼里面，不是为着他。
And it wasn't a testing according to sin.
也不是为着罪来试炼他。
Let's just look at the events quickly in his life. I think you all know the story, but maybe a few of you don't.
我相信大多数人知道这个故事。
The trials that were laid upon him were because of the sins of others.
他所经历到这些试炼不是因着罪的缘故。
Perhaps Jacob was unwise to show him such unabashed love.
也许雅各这样子的来向他彰显他的爱是不太明智。
And we have to also take account of the fact that these brothers of Joseph were raised up for the most part in Padan Aram.
我们也必须
under the influence of Laban and Jacob and all of their struggling and jealousy.
我们也必须考虑他的其他的兄弟是在巴丹亚兰那个地方出生和长大的，他们一直看见雅各跟拉班之间的争斗。
There was a pattern in Jacob's household of jealousies, of pettiness that was seen among the wives and was seen among the sons.
在雅各的家里边，你也能看见他们之间彼此的争斗，彼此的嫉妒。
Joseph bore the effect of it.
约瑟，雅各他是造成了这些事情。
Because that family was so full of this kind of bitterness.So these things were laid upon Joseph.
因为这个家里边充满了这么多的苦毒，所以这样的事情发生在约瑟身上。
You saw the record. It says they hated Joseph.
你看见这个记述，他们说他恨约瑟。
They were jealous of Joseph.
他们嫉妒约瑟。
And even more,
更多
they were jealous of his gifts.
他们实在是为着他的恩赐，为他的礼物来嫉妒他。
There's two things he did that caused his brothers to hate him.
他做了两件事情让他的兄弟们非常的恨他。
One, he told of his dreams.
一件事情就是他说到他的梦。
Now, perhaps you say that was a mistake.
也许你会说这是一个错误。
But I tell you, it wasn't a mistake.
我告诉你这不是一个错。
Why?
为什么?
He had to speak his dreams by faith.
他必须要靠着信心来诉说他的梦。
Why?
为什么?
Well, can you imagine what would have happened 20 years later?When he became next to the Pharaoh, and the brothers came and bowed down before him,
你能不能想象二十年以后，当他成了埃及的宰相，他的兄弟来向他下拜的时候
？And what if he had waited till that time, and then he said, "Oh, by the way, I had a dream 20 years ago."
想象一下，他那个时候说，对，顺便说一下，二十年前我有一个梦。
The brothers would never have appreciated some idle dream of 20 years ago.
他的弟兄们永远不会来欣赏这样的一个二十年前所做的这个梦。
So even though you think he might not have shared his dream, he had to share his dream.
甚至当你觉得他不应该来讲他的梦的时候，他应该来讲他。
And yet there's a second reason why he had to share it.
这是第二个原因，他必须要分享。
Because speaking that word of faith,
因为靠着信心的话
and believing this word came from God,
然后相信这是出于神的话。
It was the only thing that kept him in the time of trial.
是这个话使他能够在这么多的试炼里边能够站住。
Sometimes we go through such a time of trial, we think the end of our life has come.
有些时候，当我们在试炼里边，我们会觉得我们生命已经到了尽头。
And yet, there in the midst of that pit of despair, the Lord says, "I am not through with you yet."
就在他在坑里边，在快要绝望的时候，神对他说，我的事情还没有完。
You have not completed your course.
你还没有跑完你当跑的路
And so you hang on.
所以你要坚持住
So he had to speak his dream.
所以他必须要诉说他的梦
But the brothers hated him for that dream.
但是为了这个缘故他的兄弟恨他
But we also notice at the beginning of chapter 37 he also did something else.
我们知道37章开头他还做了另外的事情
He reported his brothers for doing something wrong.
他把他的哥哥们的恶行报给他的父亲
Now the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, these four guys,
这些匹拉苏帕的儿子们
I don't know if they were selling sheep on the side
我不知道他们是不是在偷偷卖他父亲的羊
I don't know if they were barbecuing sheep every day
或者在烤这个羊肉每天
But they were doing something in the dark
但是他们在做一些黑暗中的事情
And Joseph had such a righteous character that he exposed that darkness
约瑟有这样的一个公义的性格他就把他们的暗中的行为暴露出来
It wasn't just that petty sibling rivalry He said, nah, I'm telling daddy
不是说那些这些兄弟们之间的那种竞争的这种关系。
No, these young men were grown men.
这些人他们都是成人了。
But they were not being good shepherds.
但是他们不是好的牧人。
Joseph exposed them.
约瑟把他们暴露出来。
So they hated him.
所以他们恨他。
And so the time came when Joseph was sent out to see how his brothers were doing.
所以当约瑟被打发出去看他的兄弟的时候。
And when they saw him, they said, "Here comes the dreamer."
当他们看见他的时候说看啊那做梦的来了
You should look in chapter 37
37章
Verse 19
19节
Here comes the dreamer
你看那做梦的来了
That's what Joseph was called
这就是约瑟的名字
And then they said Let's kill the dreamer
然后他们说来吧我们将他杀了
Well that's a quick leap isn't it
这是不是一个非常快的一个转折
Now Reuben was the oldest son, so he was responsible for anything that happened. He said, no, let's not kill him. Let's throw him in a ditch he can't get out of and he'll die.
刘辩是长子他为一切负责他说不要杀了他我们把他扔在坑里面让他慢慢死。
Now it says Reuben was hoping to get him out of the ditch when nighttime came.
当然刘辩是希望到天黑的时候他把他从坑里拉上。
But the Ishmaelites came.
然后这个以斯玛利人就来了。
Oh, Ishmaelites, they're related to us. Let's sell Joseph to our relatives.
以斯玛利人是我们的亲戚，让我们把他卖给他吧。
Now this was Judah's idea.
这是犹大的主意。
Why kill somebody when you can make a buck?
当你能挣点钱的时候，为什么要去杀一个人呢？
And Judah is still making those deals today.
犹大今天仍然在做这样的生意。
So they sold their brother off into slavery.
所以他们把他的弟兄卖身为奴。
Even though when they sold him, he was crying and asking, "Please, brothers, don't do this, please."
当他被卖的时候，他在那边哭求、哭诉，说：“弟兄们，不要这样做。”
They threw him in the pit. They sent him away.
他们把他扔在坑里，把他卖掉。
And then I think they did the worst thing of all.
然后我想他们做了一件最最糟糕的事。
They bore false testimony to their father.
他们到他的父亲面前打假报告。
They brought him the robe covered with blood.
他把那件彩衣染了血。
Brothers and sisters, that was the day that Jacob began to live in a half death.
从那天起，我们知道雅各就开始过着一个半死的生活。
The brothers thought they would be rid of Joseph.
弟兄们觉得他们可以把约瑟除掉。
What they ended up with was a dead father.
然后他们得到的就是一个死的父亲。
He would not be comforted.
他拒绝被安慰。
He moaned. He wept.
他在那边悲哀哭泣。
And now they had no father.
现在他们没有了父亲。
How wicked the children.
这些孩子们是如此的恶毒。
They don't realize how much we carry our children on our hearts.
他们不知道在父母的心里面他们是如何的爱他们的儿女。
What an evil deed these sons did.
这些儿子们他们做了一个何等丑恶的事情。
But isn't it amazing?
这是不是很
When Joseph is sold to Egypt,
当约瑟被卖到埃及以后
we have these amazing words spoken twice.
我们看见这样子被两次说到的非常
In chapter 39, verse 2,
39章第二节
as he was sold to Potiphar as a servant,
当他被卖给波提乏做仆人的时候
it says, the Lord was with Joseph.
这边说到耶和华与约瑟同在。
There was something in his handsome, youthful appearance that was more than just him.
在他年轻俊美的这个外表里边，有一些事情，有一些东西完全不是他的。
Jehovah was with him.
耶和华与他同在。
And everything he did prospered.
他凡事顺利。
Everything he touched turned to gold.
每一件事情他所碰过的都被变成金子。
You can throw somebody on a sojourn to sonship down in the pit, but they will rise up by the life of God.
你可以把人送到这个做客旅的这个生活的里面，把他下在坑里边，然后他们就会从里边走上来。
Sonship is attained as we learn how to live by resurrection life.
达到神儿子的名分是借着我们如何的能够过一个复活的生命。
And the Lord was with him. He just shone with Jehovah in his countenance.
然后神与他同在，他就一直在神的面光中间来生活。
And it turns out that Potiphar's wife likes shiny guys.
然后这个波提乏的妻子就喜欢这个面色荣光有荣光的人。
And so she teased him and tried to get him to have relations with her.
所以他就一直来麻烦他，要试图跟他有关系。
But he refused.
但是他拒绝了
ran away,
跑掉了
and was thrown in a dungeon,
然后被下在监里
because he was faithful to his master.
因为他向他的主人忠心
He must have thought in that dungeon, what did I do to deserve this, Lord?
他也许在监狱里面会说主啊我做了什么来配得这样的遭遇
I was trying to be faithful to my master and now my master hates me And I can't speak against his wife.
我试着对我的主人忠心，但是我的主人却这样子的把我下在监里。
He's thrown down into the dungeon.
把我下在监里。
This guy is getting in trouble everywhere.
这个人在各处都遇见麻烦。
But then there's the old verse 21 of 39.
然后我们看见21节39章。
But the Lord was with Joseph.
但是耶和华与约瑟同在。
And like cream, he began to rise to the top of the milk, even there in jail.
就像这个奶油要从牛奶的底部飘上来一样，甚至他在监狱里边都是这样。
He broke out his abacus, he started doing the accounting, he got the jail all set up.
他拿出他的记事本来，他就开始做这种各种的算计会计的工作，他就开始掌管这个监狱。
All the cellmates were sick, he brought in Chinese vegetables, got them healthy.
带进 各种的蔬菜中国的菜肴
Next thing you know, the jailer says, Hey, I'm taking a cruise to Hawaii.
所以这个管监狱的人就说 OK, 我要出去度假
And once again it says, The Lord prospered Joseph in everything he did.
然后这边就说到所有的事情经过他手所办的尽都顺利
And then the moment came when the cupbearer and the baker said, Oh, we've had a dream, we don't know what they mean.
然后就到了这个地步 酒正和膳长就开始做了梦他们说不知道什么意思
Joseph said, Oh, but God can interpret dreams. Tell me.
然后约瑟就说神可以解这个梦你告诉我
And they told him the dreams.
然后他们就告诉他这个梦
And he said, You, your head's going to be cut off. Bye bye.
你的头会被砍掉
You're going back to Pharaoh. Congratulations. Please remember me.
然后你会官复原职会见到法老必须求你能够纪念我
And what does it say?
他说什么
The man deliberately forgot him.
那个人故意的忘掉了他
He forgot to forget. He said never mind. He said nothing to Pharaoh about what happened.
他向法老没有提起这件事
Of course.
当然不会
Don't you know?If Joseph's interpreting his dream had exalted him, he would have been involved in the process.
如果约瑟 解这个梦使他能够高升的话呢，他就已经 已经在那个里头。
Oh, Joseph was using his gift, but he had a motive. And God had to take away that motive.
约瑟因为他自己参与了这件事情，所以他有一个动机，就是他也许可以从这里面得到一个益处，但是神就把那个拿走。
So for 2 years, every night he said, "Dear God, please help me. Whatever happened to the cupbearer?"
有两年的时间，他晚上会在那说：“神啊，请你帮助我，那个酒正到底在做什么
？”And God didn't say anything.
然后神就没有说任何的话。
2 years,
两年的时间。
Then one day, Pharaoh has 2 dreams.
然后有一天，法老就做了两个梦。
The dream about the cows, the dream about the wheat.
然后梦见这个牛和穗。
Nobody can interpret the dream.
没有人可以解他的梦。
Then the cupbearer said, I remember this guy down in the jail.
然后这个酒正说，我现在记起来那个坐监的人。
And so Joseph was brought up and shaved and put clothes on him and he came before Pharaoh.
然后约瑟就被洗澡梳洗换衣服刮胡子然后带到法老的面前
But something's happened in Joseph Something's changed in his character
但是在约瑟的性格里边有些事情改变
Turn to chapter 41
翻到41章
We can see it in 2 verses
我们可以在两处的经节里面
In verse 15 and 16
15-16节
And Pharaoh said to Joseph I've had a dream but no one can interpret itAnd I've heard it said about you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it.
法老对约瑟说：“我做了一个梦，没有人能解。我听见人说，你听了梦就能解。”
And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, "It's not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer."
约瑟回答法老说：“这不在乎我，神必将平安的话回复法老。”
Now I don't know if you've noticed what happened.
我不知道你是不是明白这边发生的事。
But Pharaoh shared his dream.
法老分享了他的梦
And Joseph immediately said, God wants to tell you what's going to happen very soon.
然后约瑟说神要把将要发生的事情已经告诉你了
He said, there's going to be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine.
要有七个丰年然后要有七个荒年
And he could have stopped right there.
他可以停在那个地方
But no, he went on.
没有他继续往前走
You need to find somebody. And here's what they need to do.
这是你需要做的你应该找到一个有聪明有智慧的人
They need to take a double tithe of the wheat.Throughout Egypt for these next 7 years.
在七个丰年的时候，他要征收埃及地的五分之一。
Then when the famine comes, we'll have enough.
所以当荒年来了以后，你们就会有足够的。
Now, what's going on in Joseph?
约瑟到底发生了什么事情？
What was that final sort of hurdle he had to get over to be a son?
他最后需要跨过的一个障碍是什么，使他能够达到儿子的地位？
By this time, he had his dreams in his back pocket.
到了这个时候，他已经把他的梦放在他的裤袋子里面。
And there's only one thing he desired to do.
只有一件事情他想要做。
Serve.
服侍。
He was a servant.
他是一个仆人。
He was there to help Pharaoh.
他在这边帮助法老。
And he imagined he'd be taken right back down to jail.
然后他就想象他会再会被送回到监狱里面。
But when Pharaoh saw this man, as he said, in whom is the Spirit of God, in verse 38,
在38节，当法老对臣仆说，像这样的人有神的灵在他的里头，
he says, let's make him the administrator of this whole business.
我们让他来成为这个管家。
And he was given this wonderful white linen robe and a ring and all of these accoutrements of authority.
然后就把他的戒指给他，然后把他的细麻衣，洁白的细麻衣给他，然后给他所有的权柄。
And because of his desire to serve,
由于他的愿意服侍的心愿。
Now he was second to Pharaoh, but he was only there to serve.
虽然他只低于在法老之下，但是呢他仍然在那边服侍。
And he administered his 7-year plan perfectly.
然后他就把他这个七年计划非常好的实现。
And everything happened just as he said.
每一件事情都照着他所说的实现。
And when he administered in the famine, he administered fairly right throughout the most terrible part of the famine.
然后当荒年的时候，他仍然在那边服侍，照着他的计划。
He was a servant indeed.
他实在是一个仆人。
And he was placed in a high position of authority.
他被放在一个非常高的地位上头。
But by then his nature had been fixed. He was a servant.Not a potentate.
在那个时候，他的这个性格已经定型了，他本质就是一个仆人。
Even as Jesus, when he came to this earth, he said, I came not to be served, but to serve.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候，他说，我不是来被人服侍，我是来服侍人。
So this became the nature of Joseph.
这个就成了约瑟的他的性格。
And as a result, he was exalted.
作为一个结果，他就被高升。
He came to the first step of sonship.
他来到了这个儿子名分的第一步。
He married a woman and had 2 children, Manasseh and Ephraim.
然后他就结婚了，生了两个儿子，马拿西、以法莲。
And he lived in prosperity and blessing.
然后他就在祝福和发达的里面来生活。
And he saved Egypt from disaster.
他把埃及从灾荒里面拯救了出来。
But is that what God is really after?
神到底在这边要成就什么呢？
God showed mercy to Egypt.
神向埃及显示了他的怜悯。
But God had a bigger plan.
但是神有一个更大的计划。
What about Jacob and the family?
雅各和他的一家怎么样？
And so we see that Joseph has been raised to sonship for the sake of his family.
所以我们看见约瑟被高抬到儿子的地位，是为着约雅各的一家。
All the world wanted to use Joseph for their own deliverance and help.
当然这个世界他们要来使用约瑟为着自己的被拯救。
But now we see in the next 10 years Joseph coming to glorious sonship as he lays down his life for the sake of his family.
我们看见在接下来的十年里头，他把他自己的生命放下，为的是要 得到这个儿子的进入这个儿子的名分。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Are you on a sojourn to sonship?
你是不是在一个去到儿子名分的地位上的这个客旅的生命生活里头呢？
Then you will be dealt with.
你就要被对付。
And you will be misunderstood.
你会被人误解。
And you will even be betrayed by your brethren.
也许你会被你的兄弟们出卖。
And you will have to wait for those dreams.
为着这些梦想你会等候。
But the Lord will be with you.
但是神会与你同在。
And he will prosper you in anything you do.
他会让你凡事顺利。
Because you're not seeking prosperity.
因为你没有在那边寻求你自己的发达。
Until you gain a servant's heart.
一直到你最后得到一个仆人的心。
And he can truly use you as a responsible son.
他就可以真的来使用你作为一个负责任的儿子。
Don't wait 100 years before you're finally brought to zero like Jacob.
不要像雅各一样要等100年，一直到那个时候你才被带到零的地位。
We would hope with the soon coming of the Lord Jesus.
我们在这边等待着我们的主很快的回来。
That some of our young people, and indeed some of you who, as adults, have come to know the Lord, would soon come into sonship.
特别是在座的年轻人，我们希望能够尽快的能够进入到神儿子的地位。
But it starts with a dream.
但是却是做从一个梦开始的。
What level are you living on?
今天你在一个什么样的地位上呢？
Have you laid hold of your dream by faith?
你有没有借着信心来支取，来抓住你的梦呢？
Do you believe in your high position in Christ?
你有没有相信你在基督里边得到的这个崇高地位？
Are you acting that way?
你有没有这样子的来生活呢？
Are you pursuing that course?
你有没有在奔跑这条路呢？
Or saying, no, 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 I'd rather be nothing.
你说，哦，不不不，我宁愿成为一个无有。
It takes no faith to be nothing.
不需要信心，你就是一个无有的人。
It takes complete faith in the grace of God to believe He wants you to be a son.
我们必须要完全靠着信心，靠着神的恩典来相信我们是神的儿子。
The story of Joseph has no application if it doesn't mean that we in this lifetime can attain the sonship.
如果我们在我们的一生里边不能够达到神儿子的这个地位，约瑟的这个故事对我们来讲就没有任何意义。
We leave it to the millennium for that time of reigning.
我们等的千年国度的到来。
But in this lifetime, we should be serving as sons.
但是在我们这个地上这个生活的时候，我们就应该过这个仆人的生活。
May the Lord help us in this most serious desire of His heart.
愿主来帮助我们，让我们有这样的一个非常严肃的思想在我们的里头。
The Lord has said, You are my son.
神已经说你是我的儿子。
Will His word return to Him void?
神的话会不会突然返回呢？
Oh Father, we come before you tonight.
父亲，今天晚上我们再次来到你的跟前。
We see this precious young man Joseph before us.
我们看见这个宝贵的年轻人约瑟在你的面前。
We see how roughly he was dealt with.
我们看见他如何的被对付。
We see how cruelly he was treated.
我们看见他如何的被人苦待。
If there was any of the patriarchs who could say, "Why has this happened?" Surely it'd be Joseph.
如果有任何的父老，他们能够说神啊，为什么这样的事情发生？这样的人就是约瑟。
But even though the word of God tried him,
甚至神的话这样的来试炼他。
He believed his dream.
他相信他的梦。
Now, Lord, we are your people.
神啊，我们是你的子民。
We've been called by your name.
我们是靠着你的名来呼召。
You've placed upon us the robes of righteousness given to us through Jesus Christ.
靠着耶稣基督，你把公义的袍子赐给了我。
Oh, help us to believe.
主啊，帮助我们来相信。
And to be motivated in our soldier.
然后帮助我们有这样的动机来过寄居的生活。
Lord, we want to serve in this lifetime as responsible son.
主啊，我们愿意在今生就成为一个有责任的儿子。
We're not just looking to the millennium and the afterlife.
我们不是只是在等候千禧年的到来。
We want to be responsible now.
我们愿意现在就成为一个负责任。
Deal with your dear children.
来对付你所亲爱的孩子们。
Bring us through to sonship.
带我们进入到儿子名分的里。
Fulfill your word unto us.
向着我们来成就你的话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们靠着耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.